There can be many things on which a Muslim is required to pay khums. For example, treasures he or she finds from the earth, from mines, from diving in the sea, and so forth. For now, however, we will only learn about the most common time when khums is usually paid, which is on surplus income. Khums is payable on all kinds of earnings, including profit from business, salaries, and wages. At the end of the year, a Muslim first calculates his total income. Then he or she subtracts from this total income all his or her normal expenses. Thereafter, whatever savings is left as surplus, 1/5, 20% of it is given out as khums, and the balance, 80%, is considered to be clean money, on which no khums will ever be paid again in the future from the same owner. Let's explain by this diagram. In our first bank account, we earn $2,000 for the year. In our other bank account, we earned $500 for the year. We also earned $500 cash in hand for the year. That's a total of $3,000 for the year. Let's deduct our expenses for the year. We spent $1,000 on rent for the year. University fees cost $500 for the year. Car insurance cost $200 for the year. Other expenses such as our phone bill, food, and etc. cost $300 for the year. So that's a total of $2,000 in expenses. So we made a total of $3,000 and we spent $2,000. That leaves us with $1,000 of unused savings for the year. Now this money we need to pay khums on it, if we have kept it for a year unused. Khums is 1/5 or 20%. 20% of $1,000 is $200. So we pay that $200 as khums, and the $800 remaining will be khums free and never have to pay khums on it again if it remained in your possession. Note, if you spend your money in extravagance, israf, then khums will be wajib on such expenditure. Why? Because israf is haram in Islam. Another point is, if a person has earned wealth unlawfully, e.g. by gambling, and it is mixed with his lawful wealth, and he or she has totally no idea how much is lawful and how much is unlawful, then khums has to be paid on the whole amount. We should always refer back to our scholars for more specific details. There is no khums payable on the mahar or dowry. There is no khums on inheritance according to the genuine laws of inheritance. As for gifts, there is a difference of opinion amongst the scholars if they are unused.